This is WMUK. A dam owner is under investigation for ongoing pollution of the Kalamazoo River. Sediment is pouring into the water, endangering fish and mussels. The mud is coming from Morro Lake, a reservoir near Comstock that was lowered last year for repairs on a dam. The problem has unfolded largely out of public view, but as WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports, a fisherman and a biologist are working to change that.
First, let's meet the fisherman. His name is John Lee, and he's not just a hobbyist, he's a professional guide. People come from around the country and even abroad for Lee's tours of the Kalamazoo River. Standing on a levee by Morro Dam near Comstock, Lee recalls the morning a few weeks ago when he and a client hit the water.
And ran through some areas fishing that I fully expected to pull fish from, and we didn't. And as the day went on, it got closer to midday, I took a look at the water and said, oh my gosh, what happened?
The water was muddy. That's a problem for anglers. The fish can't see the lure. As the month wore on, the water only got dirtier.
It's like nothing I've ever seen before in my years working here and being born and raised here, growing up fishing here.
The mud is tumbling out of the lake behind Morro Dam. Last fall, dam operator Eagle Creek Renewable Energy drew the lake down to make what it said were urgent repairs. The company told regulators it expected to finish in about 4 months. Now Eagle Creek is far past that deadline. The work's not done, and sediment is building up at least as far downriver as the Kalamazoo Nature Center.
The river isn't on fire, literally, but maybe figuratively it is.
That's Devin Bloom. He studies fish in his lab at Western Michigan University. Bloom says he didn't know about the silting until Lee wrote about it online. Now the two are working together to chart the damage and raise alarms. Bloom says one day of sediment flow wouldn't do too much damage.
A pulse of sedimentation coming through the river is not a problem. Enormous amounts of it for sustained periods of time is a problem.
It might lack the drama of an oil spill, but Bloom says the silt can wreak all kinds of havoc, starting with nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus that build up in a reservoir.
All those nutrients are now moving downstream. That can eventually cause things like algal blooms and things like that. Just an enormous amount of nutrients that normally should not be flushed through a river.
And
the increased turbidity can make it difficult for plants to photosynthesize because the light can no longer penetrate through the water column.
But the standout impacts are to fish and mussels. More on those shortly. John Lee is steering a boat up the river while Devin Bloom and I sit tight. We stop east of Comstock. Sure enough, the water's murky. Bloom says he brought people out the other day.
Asked them how deep they thought the river was in this spot. And they said, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 feet, maybe 6. And I said, well, put your paddle down there in a canoe. And it was about 2 feet deep.
That's how little you can see. Lee takes the boat up closer to the dam. Bloom says fish lay eggs in the rocks and sand on the river bottom. When sediment covers the rock,
it fills it in. It's like taking concrete and pouring it in over the top of it and letting it harden up. And then those eggs are no longer able to get the oxygen they need.
The silt smothers the eggs. It's a fish kill without the chemicals.
Both game fishes that you might be out here fishing for, like smallmouth bass, but also the forage for those fish, like lots of minnows and chubs are spawning in this spot right here, actually.
The silt also buries and kills mussels. Bloom says dam owner Eagle Creek appears to have done little to nothing to stop sediment from pouring into the river. The company declined an interview with WMUK. In an email, Eagle Creek said it planned the drawdown with environmental regulators. But Michigan's environmental agency says Eagle Creek did not follow its rules. Kyle Alexander is with the Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy. He says the agency learned of the drawdown the day after it started.
We sent a formal letter to them asking for additional information, looking into the necessity of the drawdown, and, you know, asking that Eagle Creek submit to us information that would better explain kind of how they would mitigate or plan for avoiding, you know, potential environmental impacts.
Alexander says that when Eagle Creek wrote back, it appeared to believe that the agency lacked authority over the drawdown. The state said it did have authority. Alexander says the company then went silent until recently, when it met with the state. Alexander says Eagle Creek needs to quantify the sediment in the river, test for contaminants, and find ways to reduce the impact of the silt.
And then looking into the future, you know, submitting to us a plan to stabilize the sediment that's on site, stop any additional discharges from taking place, and also putting into place some more formal monitoring to ensure that those measures are working.
Alexander says the recent meeting with Eagle Creek seemed promising. Still, the company's breaking the rules.
We can safely conclude that there are some active ongoing violations, but you know, we're going to further look into that in the coming days and weeks.
At the levee, fishing guide John Lee says yes, he's losing business over the silting, but he says he's more worried about the damage to the river. Lee says he wants to see Eagle Creek held accountable for the harm that it's caused, and he wants people to know what's going on.
Limited access and a history of abuse and quite frankly, a bad reputation have kind of left the Kalamazoo River, the middle section here, kind of off the map for a lot of people. And I believe it's time that we start treating this place for what it is, and that's a resource.
Eagle Creek told Eagle, the state environmental agency, that it plans to raise the water on Morrow Lake in the fall. But the agency's Kyle Alexander says the state will likely ask the company to wait. He says drawing the water up in the fall could kill amphibians and reptiles that hibernate in the mud. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.